Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from Cleveland, Ohio. In the middle of my 16th anniversary week, we're on the road, taking you with us, introducing you to some great small business owners up here in the Northern Ohio area, the Chamber of Commerce, the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce, who are partners with Bloomberg TV and Cox Business, four great organizations that are putting together a great event today. They've invited me to come up and share some ideas with them and to meet some great small business owners like Jim Sword, who's with us right now. Jim is the owner of Sword Furs. They're in the business of selling and helping you to take care of your furs. And he's our new friend, Jim Sword. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Now, which chamber are you a member of?
I'm a member of the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce.
Rocky River, all right. And so why are you a member of a Chamber of Commerce?
You know, I got involved with the Chamber of Commerce. I have several customers that are members. Gail Liggett really got me involved. And then the president, Liz Manning, she is just fantastic. And
Liz and Patty both are outstanding, aren't they?
They are. They're fantastic people.
Well, the great leadership creates great success. And I like what you said there. You know, the Chamber... Chamber's a very important organization, and I'm glad to see that you're a member. And I love chambers. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977, and so good for you. So let's talk about your business. You're in the fur business. Tell us, now that's pretty intuitive, but there's really more. There are a lot of services involved if you do it right, aren't there?
Oh, there are a lot of services. I'm a full-service furrier. We actually do most of our work right here on premises. I have my own cold storage vault for servicing the coats during the summer. And we do all of our own cleaning and glazing and repairs and alteration. So a big part of my business is service. There's no doubt about that.
Right. And because when someone buys a fur from you, they as you say, it needs to be... There are times of the year when they want to put it up and keep it in good shape, and they probably need to be cleaned. They need to be professionally cleaned, maybe even altered, right?
Exactly, and we do alterations all the time. I'm doing a lot of coats now, full-length mink coats that I'm shortening and making detachable hoods or making them reversible to rain shells and just more practical.
Do you do leather alterations?
Oh, yes. We do alterations on leather, and I also do alterations on... like cloth and wool and cashmere coats, we reline coats and
do you do any fur designs or make any furs yourself?
I do some designing and then I have them manufactured. I don't manufacture them here.
I got you.
But I'll work with some other manufacturers and we'll design some pieces.
What are the fur fashions? How fur fashions changed?
Fur fashions have changed a lot. Again, we used to. We used to go to more special occasions and dress up a lot, and there was a lot of full-length mink coats and beaver coats and raccoon. And now the ladies are going more to, like, sheared mink, reversible to leather, reversible to a rain shell. It's lighter weight and going more towards the knee length or jacket length now.
Well, the good part about that, what you just described, is I think ladies feel that they can wear them more every day. From their coats, whereas every day they don't want to wear the longer furs that look a little presumptuous just out walking around in the middle, you know, in the middle of the week. What do you think?
Very true. The fur industry has changed a great deal over the past 20 years to make it more practical, to make it more wearable. And that's what I'm doing with a lot of coats that customers have had for 15, 20, 30 years. I'll redesign them and make them more practical and more wearable.
Right. So, mink, fox, beaver, still, what about, I've seen some beautiful coyote coats, believe it or not. A lot of folks might be surprised about that.
Yep, this is very true. I'm actually seeing a little bit more of the longer hair coming back. I've been selling a few fox and coyote. It's been more of the sheared mink as of late, but I'm definitely seeing some more purchases in the longer hair, too, now.
Right, right. Hey, Jim, I need your website, please.
It's www.swordfurs.com.
All right, just like it sounds, folks. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do out here on Main Street. I'm glad you're a member of a Chamber of Commerce. I'm proud of you for that. And I'm going to see you later today, aren't I?
That sounds great, Jim. I look forward to it, and congratulations on your 16th year anniversary.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks for being one of my victors. I mean, one of my guests today.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Jim Sword, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the fur business. How about that? I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, having more fun than the law allows. And have I mentioned that I love Chambers of Commerce? Come on, the rise and win.
We're going up around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.